This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Happy, happy weekend! 8:07 time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Crank it up, Greg. Blow out those 6x9 triaxles with my Craig Power Booster.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
That was nice until somebody ripped it out of the dash of my Dodge Dart.
How rude.
Right in front of my house.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's rude.
But he apologized for it.
Oh, you knew who did it?
I had an idea who did it, and then he came forward and apologized.
Really?
20 years later, at our 20 high school.
No,
high school,
you're kidding me.
Yeah.
What, did he bring it back?
No.
Okay.
It was like $99 on sale at Kmart.
Okay.
AMF. Well, the radio wasn't expensive, but I did have the Craig Power Booster.
Yeah.
That was, and then the nice speakers front and rear. So, yeah, I had a few bucks in it, not like some people did, but.
Isn't that something we don't even think about now? But, well, because one, they're so integrated into the computer system of the car, it's silly to take them anyway. But car stereo theft was just a common thing, which is why you had eventually the removable radios, then you had the removable digital face, because that was a common thing when we were growing up.
Yeah.
And younger.
And it. It produced a really good. You know what? That wasn't the Kmart one. Now that I'm thinking about it, yep. I put that in my old Torino. But anyway, it wasn't real expensive compared to how it sounded. It had a great sound. You know why? Because think about it. A Dodge Dart.
Yeah.
It had this big, square, cavernous trunk.
Oh man.
So you know, back before we had, you know, the bass,
the boxes that were which are actually tuned for the speakers. You had a huge metal trunk.
But it worked.
I'm sure it did.
I mean, it made AC/DC sound unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Back in the day when I was on that highway to hell.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully. Well,
yeah.
Whatever. I'm not there now. That's the important thing.
That's the important part.
Yeah. Hey, never miss a minute of the show. Look for the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. And you just hit the follow button, and then you can catch every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. All right, so I'm looking for the latest update. I've got 8 a.m. numbers for Tropical Storm Erin, who, you know, she's going to get a new title soon, probably. She's going to move up the chain of command from Tropical Storm to Hurricane, and it could happen really literally any time now. Here's what we have. Maximum sustained winds now at 70 miles an hour, just under hurricane strength. It is moving west-northwest at 17 miles an hour, thanks to our friends from Radiant Credit Union, so I can give you this tropical weather update. If it follows the cone of uncertainty and where most of the spaghetti models have it going, we're in good shape in Florida. It does not look like it is going to be a problem for us. But again, still early in the process. You've seen things turn. You've seen them wobble. You know, my friends in Charlotte County, when Charlie took a turn right up Charlotte Harbor, right up their backsides, literally, and that thing did damage all the way deep into Orlando. So, you know, we got to be vigilant, and that's what we're going to do. So thanks to Radiant Credit Union, and we'll keep paying attention to it so you don't have to really stress about it. But make sure you have your ducks in line now.
Well, yeah. Hey, again, a reminder, Sky Traffic Alert, because this is still a big issue for you. Columbia County, which is the north of Alachua County, I-75 north, approaching mile marker 413, had a vehicle crash earlier. Those two lanes blocked. Traffic really, really backed up. If you are, say, going north that
That's
way.
That's northbound.
Northbound from Alachua County into Columbia County, it's going to be a slow go.
Like as in, you know, trying to get to I-10 and all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can.
That'll adjust.
How far
your
is the backup
schedule
now?
Don't have a good look as far as how far.
Well, remember, one inch is 10 miles. No, I read that on a map once.
Did you? Well, see, hold on. When I move the mouse, though, the screen changes, and then the map changes.
We've got Florida Pest Control. There should be not a single mouse in here.
Not a single.
Going old school dad humor on you today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Today? Yeah.
So it's just another day in paradise. Yeah. Hey, my friend John Roman, the mayor of Lake Weir.
Oh, yeah, he checks in once in a while.
He does. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And he was reminding me there's a VFW charity auction. Now, this is not tomorrow. It's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
So a week from Saturday, Candler, Florida on Maricamp Road. All right, the VFW on Maricamp Road. Things, I think, actually kick off about 4. I think he said the auction is 5:30. But it sounds like a really fun event for a good cause. And, you know, guns out there and a signed Joe Walsh guitar.
Ooh, that's
pretty hot.
That'd be awesome.
So it's an auction. So yeah. If that's something, you know, that wets your whistle, it's like hit the ATM and come rolling on in there. Weekend mountain getaway. They've got raffle baskets. I mean, it's a shindig. It's a get-together.
Sounds like, yeah.
It's a fun thing. And you might wind up with some cool stuff. So, and I'll mention it again before we get to that. That's a week from tomorrow.
But that will sneak up on you. I mean, it was like 4th of July yesterday, you know? And now we're looking at Labor Day in a couple of weeks.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Time flies. It is funny, though. You never get used to it. You know,
yeah.
Growing up as a Yankee boy from Michigan, and I've been down here since the, you know, mid-70s or late 70s, and you just – it's football season. Fall is in the air, right?
Yes, right.
And you
right.
have to learn that lesson over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you'll feel fall a week before Christmas and not a minute sooner in most cases.
Three leaves will fall off a tree somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started with the leaves.
Oh, I know. Although, you know, my next door neighbor, he's got 3 or 4 huge trees in his front yard, including, I know one is a magnolia. I don't know what the others are. That poor guy, I'm serious, he has to rake leaves like all year long.
No.
He does.
No.
It's crazy. It's like the Midwest.
Did you hear what you said?
Yeah.
Look, I have to skim the pool because of leaves.
Oh, that's
You
true.
Don't have to rake the lawn. They have this new invention.
Uh-huh.
It's called a lawnmower. It feeds the lawn.
Oh, it's a lot.
It's good
of
for the lawn. I know my neighbor does it. My neighbor takes and he has his tractor and he has like his vacuum hooked up.
Oh,
to it,
yeah.
And he literally vacuums the leaves.
Yep.
Hey, that's his business.
Sure.
But then it becomes my business when he decides to burn them.
Oh.
I think he makes sure they're moist enough to really produce excessive amounts of smoke.
Does he check the direction of the wind first too?
Yes, so that okay. It goes right into my back door. Precisely.
Wow.
And lets them smolder for hours. And we have a huge burn pit. We're like, just put it in the burn pit. I'll take care of it for you.
Uh-huh.
But I think he has like a leaf burning fetish.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he knows it's blowing in your back door, probably.
Maybe, maybe not, but it just seems like it works out that way. You know what I'm saying? So, wait till he gets a load of one of my naked pool parties later this weekend, and we'll call it even, pal. All right?
Here, put a leaf on that thing. Yeah. You're like Adam and Eve.
A fig leaf.
Yes. Maybe a magnolia leaf, if you're lucky.
Put a fig leaf there, because a fig Newton won't cover it. I know, I'm bragging now.
Oh, fig Newtons.
I have a story related to that, but Greg probably won't let me do it.
That one?
Yeah.
No, you
can we do it in a 9 o'clock stretch? Come on, can we?
Oh, the 9
o'clock
stretch.
Come on, Uncle Greg, can we?
Yeah. I will disavow any responsibility if you do anything near that story.
Don Lemon calls Trump a racist. That's pretty much the whole story.
Yeah.
8:16, News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, howdy, howdy. Good morning. Welcome to it. It is a weekend. It's a marvelous Friday. Happy to be a part of it. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's 8:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Wow. There's so many political things going on. You had these Texas lawmakers running to Chicago. And then the governor there, J.B. Prickster, he had to kind of take the whole, like, thing over. He had to jump up there and goes, you know, this is what he said, basically, in so many words.
Okay.
Look at me. I could be president. I could be the Democrat candidate. Look at me. Look at me. Of course, he said all different words than that, but that was the ultimate meaning of it,
right,
if you will.
Yeah.
Well, so now Pritzker is going to D.C., like another political big deal going on there. And it's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to go against Trump? Are you going to go against the federal? What are you going to do? And he said, oh, no, I'm going to D.C. because I heard they're throwing Subway sandwiches at people. Thank you very much. Stolen from Greg 5 minutes ago. Off the air. It's a good one, though.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a good one.
Absolutely.
What's the old thing? 60 minutes or 60 miles? I didn't steal any bit. What are you talking about?
No.
Washington, D.C. man who filmed an ex-DOJ employee hucking a Subway sandwich at a federal agent on Sunday said the man caused a ruckus and even appeared to be ready to vandalize a government car before deciding to weaponize the hoagie.
Yeah. And then we find out he actually worked for the Justice Department.
Yeah.
What a moron. Really?
Well, are you shocked?
Well, but he doesn't work for them anymore. But
no, but look, this is when stuff started to go bad in the intelligence community and in the government in general.
Mm-hmm.
They started to make a bad habit out of recruiting young people off college campuses.
Yes.
And in many cases, they specifically were looking for kids that had political leanings to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you get these people with these ideologies, and all of a sudden, what, they're in the intelligence community? Yeah. All of a sudden, they climb the ladder in government positions, et cetera. And that's why, we have what we have.
Wacky lefties.
Yeah.
Which is, and they're not in the jobs they need to be in with that kind of agenda.
So it's going to take a while, but hopefully, hopefully things will settle out. I'll probably be dead by then, but hopefully before then we'll see it.
Oh, yeah.
Cortez Dargan, 28, district native, witnessed a hysterical hissy fit of Sean Charles Dunn, 37. Yeah, you're a little too old to act the college rebel.
37.
Yeah.
And you're throwing sandwiches and giggling, throwing things like that at federal officers, and you think it's funny. No, you're a moron.
He might have been on something. Who knows? But he's got problems. Formerly of the Department of Justice, facing felony assault charges. Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
In the beginning, there was a ruckus. I saw this guy walk across the street saying, these guys are fascists. These guys are fascists.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And anyway, then he was trying to get our attention. Well, the basic thing there. I need to get attention.
And
I need to be heard.
Judge Jeanine heard him.
I have to do. So let's just say he got away with it. What would he do? Like, would he go home and he'd say, what would he do? Write in his little, his little,
like his little diary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would he put? Dear diary, I am such a badass. Today, I threw almost a whole Subway sandwich that had tomatoes, lettuce, and I threw it at one of those fascist, Border Patrol agents.
Yeah, I really showed him.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Dear diary, when am I going to drop?
Wow.
Sorry. Let me make up for it. You want good news or bad news?
Oh. Do the bad news, because then the good news is like, happy afterwards.
You want the bad news?
Yeah. Do I not? All right, give me the good news then, since you're pushing
I should have gave you that choice, because the story goes better if I give you the good news.
Oh, okay, we'll take it.
The good news is New York Jets quarterback, I believe he's Ohio State alum, but we won't hold that against him at this point, Justin Fields, the quarterback,
okay,
pretty good athlete. Well, guess what he's admitting to?
Oh, no.
Yep.
What now? He's not one of them, is he?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by them, because, these young football players, Johnny Manziel, a great example where, it went to his head and he couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
But he's admitting to fans that he is a low-key addicted.
Yes.
To his deep Christian faith.
No.
Yep.
He's one of those Christians?
He's one of them.
Wow. And he's saying it out loud?
Yeah.
It's almost like he's proud of it or something. It's like it's something to be, a good thing.
Well, he's not shying away from it.
I got to love that.
I don't play for anybody's approval. You guys are all going to have your opinion, and I'm never going to take any of it personal. Like I said, it doesn't matter. You all have an opinion. You can say this and that, but at the end of the day, our lives aren't going to change. If I say something to you all right now, the same thing's going to happen. He said it doesn't really affect life. It doesn't really affect the way we live. So if you look at it from that perspective, the bigger one, no matter what anybody says, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. It has zero meaning to me, to anybody. God controls everything that happens in this world. I just let people be and let them speak.
Wow.
And he said he's gotten closer to God over the last few months especially. He said, my relationship, my reading the Bible every day, if I'm being real, there's some great lines and great wisdom that I didn't even know of. I'm low-key addicted to getting into my Bible.
Nice.
Each and every day, because I learned something new, and I'm able to apply it to everyday life. Now you want the bad news?
Yeah.
Why is this a news story?
Because it's so unusual. It's rare.
There it is.
Isn't that sad? I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Shocker. Young, successful athlete picks up Bible. Details at 11. Wow. We'll take what we can get, though. It's good news overall, of course. 828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy, happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:35, and we know you're busy, so we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. You'll never miss a minute. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Hey, we need everybody on the team.
Yeah.
We need Trump to go into this meeting with Putin, knowing that he has everybody behind him, so the pieces can fall into place. When Trump says, man, we are going to subject you to some serious punitive financial deals, you know, we're gonna hit you where it hurts in the wallet. He needs to have some backing.
Agreed.
I just don't like it if some of these European leaders are, I don't know how it's going to go. We don't trust Putin and all that. I mean, you're entitled to that opinion.
Sure.
But let's put our best foot forward as we head into the meeting. Let's say things like, well, Trump's a guy who can get deals done. And hopefully Putin will see the light and see how it's to his benefit to end the war. But instead, they get into a little bit of whining here. European leaders are waiting to see what results from the latest discussions between Putin and Trump as the leaders convene today in Alaska. There's an absolute distrust and even the slightest idea that Putin wants peace because he keeps annihilating Ukraine. That came from the Lithuanian defense minister. And again, you're entitled to that opinion. And yeah, everybody knows you can't completely trust Putin for sure.
Right.
You've got to do something. You have to start somewhere. And if you can make it so that they're measurable, you know, this is the part where it's kind of easy. That is, hey, if there's a ceasefire and you remain true to the ceasefire, Putin, that's easy to measure. There's been no fire. There's been no flying of missiles, drones, etc. And if he doesn't abide, then we'll go into, you know, the plan B part of it, the punitive and punishment part of it. But this guy said, even now, when your president has clearly stated that he wants this war to end, it basically provides an opportunity for Putin to talk. Still, every single day and night until those talks, he keeps bombing civilians. He keeps annihilating Ukrainian land. Well, you know, that's true. But you know that Zelensky, you know, they also pulled off a pretty successful mission in doing damage inside of Russia. And that was very, very recently. Mm-hmm. Some saying that, you know, he's trying to show that he has some, you know, strength going into the meeting. So basically it's both sides aren't going to stop attacking because they want to show that, oh, we're still strong or whatever.
Right. But just means that we'll keep going on and on.
Yeah.
And on.
The United Nations on Wednesday confirmed that Russian attacks in Ukraine last month led to civilian casualty rates not seen since Putin first launched the invasion in 2022. So they have stepped it up. Okay. For the second month in a row, the number of civilian casualties in Ukraine hits a new three-year high. Only the first 3 months after the Russian Federation launched its full-scale invasion, Ukraine saw more killed and injured than in this past month. Friday's meeting, today's meeting, between Trump and Putin is significant for many reasons, but it's not only the first time that Putin will return to the U.S. in a decade. It is the first time a U.S. leader has met with the Kremlin chief since he launched the invasion of Ukraine 3.5 years ago. You know, Joe Biden, he never even reached out. He never even communicated with him at all.
Talk about not meeting. How about you pick up the red phone sitting there on your desk? Come on.
Yeah. And
really?
Yeah, just to maybe see what's what. But skepticism over whether the meeting will yield any results remains high. Of course. But that's the whole idea is to start the process. Is it all going to be over, you know, in 20 minutes? Is it all printed up already, the peace agreement? They're just both going to sign it and, you know, and have some champagne? No. But you have to start the process somewhere at some time, and Trump has been diligent in this whole thing, and he deserves credit for it. And look, the good sign is Putin invited him. Let's get together. And Putin's willing to come to American soil. So there's some good signs there. Yeah, at the end of the day, can you trust Putin with, you know, his KGB DNA? Probably not. But I think, and he said he wants to talk business. Is you know what some of the aides and other ones are saying, that you know, business. Okay, and that's something that Trump clearly understands better than, you know, probably any other president. He understands business, and that's what he's going to do. He's going to lay out, look, don't you want your country to do better financially? And you think maybe pulling Ukraine in as part of your territory is going to help in that area? And maybe in the long run, it could. He says, why do you want to go through all the headaches and heartaches? Do you think even if Ukraine ever surrenders, which is unlikely for a very long time, what's going to be left of that place? How much value will it really have when all the buildings are crumbling? And that, you know, it will be dangerous for a lot of people to live there because the Ukrainians aren't going to forget what Russia did to them. So here's a better way. Here's a better path forward. Here's where we can all mutually benefit. Here's where, you know, Ukraine can get on a better path and Russia can be on a better path. And he'll lay it out, and he'll show them some of the numbers. And he'll say, look, this could be awesome. Now, I think that President Trump did something similar with Kim Jong-un. And I think that he had Kim Jong-un convinced of a better way forward.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And I think what happened was, after that meeting, Kim Jong-un was very excited about it, the possibilities. And then the hierarchy, the hardcores, whatever you want to call it, you know what I mean? The ones that are just deeply embedded, hardcore, they're the ones that basically said, if you even give it another thought, people are going to disappear, as in, you know, like your family.
Well, and if you're looking at Korea, you got his even meaner sister over there in the wings just waiting.
True.
For him to go away.
Yeah, so that's what I think ended that possibility of at least somewhat of a turnaround, and that does happen. Now, will that happen in Putin's world? No, I think that he really does rule with an iron fist, and if he says, we're going to get out of Ukraine, we found a better way, this is going to put us on a path financially, it's going to be better for Mother Russia, and that's the path that we're going to take, he probably won't want to give, you know, Trump as little credit as possible, probably.
Yeah.
But if it yields success, it yields peace, it yields saving of lives, and then it's a good thing. So, now look, maybe I'm a little too hopeful, maybe a little too naive. But, you know, Russia financially, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say financially, they're hurting, and they've been hurting for a long time. And you know, the people, do they want to go and send family members to die, you know, at the hands of what? Which is almost literally like their cousins. Yeah. And the same thing, of course, Ukraine wants it to end. The people there, they've done polls. The people want it to end, too. Now, do they want to give up part of their country to do it? No, then it gets much smaller, the amount of people that want it to end. That's going to be a huge sticking point. We'll see. We'll see what Trump can work. He'll work his magic. Get in there and show us all about the art of the deal. Oh, the NFL. Come on. Just when you get excited about football, you maybe start to forget that, you know, how woke and all the garbage, you know, how stupid they were and taking knees and disrespecting the flag and all that. I know it wasn't the NFL specifically, but they allowed that crap to go on way too long. And, it irritated a lot of people. A lot of people turned away from it, said, you know, I can live without the NFL. And, you know, I wish I was one of those people. But, you know, when you get to my age, you have no life. And so you look forward to football. And I found myself sucked back in, and I'm not going to deny it. Mm-hmm. But the NFL, they're going to continue the inclusion of social justice messaging, you know, in the end zones.
Oh, yeah.
Their little causes, their little campaigns.
Yeah, I remember those.
But are they irritating? I mean,
they're simple, I think.
And racism.
Yeah.
We can't argue with that. Stop hate.
That's
choose
fine.
Love.
Okay.
Inspire change. No. Unless they're talking about gender.
Well, see, that's the problem. You just never know what they're... But hopefully they're being on the good side.
The phrase, it takes all of us, will be on the opposite end zone for all games. Well, that's where they have it wrong. It's never going to be all of us for anything. That's not what America's about. It's about different opinions, different ideas, different philosophies, yet still coming together as a nation. It doesn't take all of us. It didn't take all of us to win a Revolutionary War.
Apparently not.
No. It only took a small percentage in many ways. It is 8:46. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Listen, Shawnee boy, your mother's going to wash your mouth out with soap. I don't know if you heard the promo.
Wow.
It is 8:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and newly released dash cam footage shows Democrat South Carolina gubernatorial candidate William Mullins McLeod getting arrested in just his underwear while swearing and, wait, referring to himself as God and Superman.
This guy wants to be governor?
I got a problem with it. Yeah. It's got to be a trinity.
Yeah.
Oh. It should be God, Superman, and Batman.
Well, there you go.
So I can't relate to him at all. Now, he's a 53-year-old father of four. He's facing calls from his own party to step down from the governor's race. McLeod had just entered the race Monday before the footage was reported a day later. But it's actually a May arrest that had taken place. And this whole video thing just recently surfaced. He's also an attorney. He was stopped in downtown Charleston wearing only shoes and underwear and yelling at the top of his lungs. That's the other thing. See, you got to pick.
Yeah.
Do you want to yell at the top of your lungs or do you want to walk down the street in your underwear? Pick one.
You can't do both.
Everybody knows that.
Gosh. I had no idea.
Hey, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Pete, good morning.
That was a great story, Bob. I've got a little update on that. Mr. Mondavi up there in New York City was very upset when he saw the story break because that move was going to be his next campaign event. Thank you, Bob.
Wow.
Well, he does like to get attention.
It's an attention getter.
He does like to get him some attention, and he's yelled at cops and stuff before. So.
But if you're truly a socialist, doesn't that mean you have to share your underwear?
I don't want to know. I really don't.
What's wrong with this guy?
Yeah. He's got some problems.
He does. McLeod, that's the guy in his underwear that got arrested, shouting he's Superman and God. McLeod would not tell law enforcement his name. Just referred to himself as God and Superman. And this is an hour-long video.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man, somebody was patient with him then.
Yes.
Wow.
He has also heard referencing the 2026 gubernatorial race and threatening to kick an opponent's blanking teeth in. Ooh.
Well, maybe what he was going to run in the gubernatorial, I can't even say it now.
The governor's race.
He just thought he was a goober, and apparently he is. I'm telling you. Wow. This guy's got issues.
Goobers or raisinettes?
I think goobers. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
He also reportedly said the N-word at least twice in the video. He also rebuffed officers' request to exit the patrol car once they arrived at the jail and told an officer he would sleep in the back seat.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm not getting out. I won't do it. I'm not getting out of this car. It's time to go to bed, he shouted at the officer before he's removed from the car.
Wow.
And you think maybe somebody dosed him up with, some LSD and Ambien or something?
He's on something. And it's not a good combo, whatever it was. Whatever cocktail it was is not good.
Well, no, and I mean, look, you can make fun all you want, but I bet you there's some kind of breakdown that has taken place.
Yeah, there's something going on.
He served two terms as Charleston County Democratic Party chairman and ran unsuccessfully for governor in 2010. So, Yeah, I mean, look, I'm being serious. I hope he gets help. I do, because he's got four kids, too.
Oh,
think
man.
About what? How they
that's,
feel.
That's just awful.
Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Great advice.
It is.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's coming up?
What's that?
That story you didn't want me to tell anybody.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because the 9 o'clock stretch is coming up, and I do whatever I want until I get fired.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, get ready.
I'm going to push the envelope. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't let the kids listen. All right? That's in the 9 o'clock stretch. Got a few minutes. Okay. Hey, happy Friday, my friends. The weekend is here. Still another hour with us. You can do it. 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.